Although he's lived in many cities, both here and abroad, commentator Terence Smith notices that something special happens in Washington, D.C., when the home team is winning.
The Washington Redskins are on a roll. After a frustrating first half of the season, they've won four games straight, the last two by big margins. If they beat the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday and the New York Giants lose on Saturday, they could win the NFC East title and sail into the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. This may not seem like big news beyond the Beltway, but it is. When the Redskins are winning, the nation's capital is a different place, a better place. Top to bottom, everybody's mood brightens. The lobbyists on K Street, the staffers on Capitol Hill, the cops on the beat, they all smile when the Redskins are winning. You can hear it in conversations all over town. Iraq may still be a mess, the budget deficit as big as ever, Big Brother still listening, the weather cold, the traffic terrible, but when the Redskins are winning, actually winning, there is something else to talk about. It's a reminder that Washington is a real place with real people who care passionately about things beyond Congress or the White House. It isn't simply a political Potemkin village. It's a city like Philadelphia or Boston, a place beyond politics. There was a comparable exciting period during the baseball season. The Montreal Expos were reincarnated as the Washington Nationals and against all odds won ball games, lots of ball games. For weeks, they were first in their division. The town, and remember that's cutthroat, take-no-prisoners Washington, was giddy with delight. Far more than the Redskins, the Nationals were a great leveler for Washington. There were no luxury boxes at ramshackle old RFK Stadium. Tickets were relatively inexpensive, so the powerful and the proletariat sat side by side in the blue plastic seats and loved it. Of course, it was too good to last. The Nationals went into a swoon after the All-Star break and ended the season in the cellar. At the same time, the president's standing in the polls was plummeting and Congress was descending into disarray. A causal relationship? Who's to say? It's no sillier than predicting the stock market by the rise and fall of hemlines. Might it follow, then, that if the Redskins keep winning, the president's poll numbers might rebound? If the running back, Clinton Portis, has another 100-yard game, will sweet harmony erupt on Capitol Hill? If the Redskins make the playoffs, will Judge Samuel Alito breeze onto the Supreme Court? Maybe not, but why not root for the Redskins and find out?
Commentator Terence Smith is a former media correspondent for the NewsHour on PBS. This is NPR, National Public Radio.